CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on the radio in Vancouver, British Columbia. The radio station is called CITR, and it is 101.9 FM on the band, broadcast from the UBC University. And, of course, this is a post-fund drive week. Last week was our huge, big fundraising week where we asked regular listeners and interested people to call through and donate some money to individual shows, but ultimately to the station to keep something amazing like this going. A station that broadcasts fantastic independent music and curated by passionate people like myself who are playing the music that they know and love, and educating people. And that's a huge part of the reason why I do this show, is to play music that people would not otherwise hear very much in this part of the world unless they really are hunted for it. So myself, growing up in Australia, I was able to immerse myself in some unique musical culture, and I dig around every week and bring you some really interesting music, and always dig into the archives. And today I dived into the record library here. I'm still a little bit not so good with the vinyl. I guess I didn't grow up using too much of it, but I'm attempting to use the equipment here and found some vinyl today for you, and it's really exciting to play some Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly is a very, very established folk rock singer from Australia. He's had many, many incarnations over the years with many different bands. I'm just about to play you a song from his incarnation called Paul Kelly and the Messengers. Paul Kelly is an extraordinary folk singer, and probably, I guess you might call him maybe Australia's version of Bob Dylan, perhaps, just in terms of his longevity and stunning writing, lyrical ability, and just incredible craftsmanship of his songs. I'm going to play you three songs of his. Very, very hard, of course, to pick only three songs from somebody who's this prolific and who's written so many songs. But I'm going to start with this one. This is a bit of a curiosity. It's off an album called, by Paul Kelly and the Messengers, 1989. And the album is called So Much Water, So Close to Home. And it's actually, the title of the album is based on a novel by Raymond Carver. He's an American novelist, Raymond Carver. A short story that Raymond Carver wrote. He's an author who died in August 1988, so I guess Paul Kelly was thinking about him when he recorded this album in 1989. And I'm going to play you the specific song off the album that Paul Kelly wrote based on one specific story in this book of short stories that Raymond Carver wrote. And the album track is called Everything's Turning to White. And it describes the tale of some hunters and fishermen who find a dead woman's body but continue their trip for 3 days before reporting their discovery to the police. So it's a really, Paul Kelly is one of those great storytelling sort of songwriters. He writes a lot of ballads as well. So this is really interesting. And actually this, not only did this short story from Raymond Carver end up in this song by Paul Kelly, but it also ended up in the film Shortcuts. Now, the name of the The name of the director escapes me right now, but quite a famous American director wrote and directed a really interesting sort of set of short stories in film form, and the film was called Shortcuts, and one of the cuts from the film was this. So three men who go out on a hunting trip find a dead body, and they just don't know what to do. And 3 days, you know, go on, and they're, I guess they're getting guilt-ridden or whatnot, and then they finally work out what to do with the woman's body. So anyway, I'm going to play this song, Everything's Turning to White, from Paul Kelly and the Messages, 1989. Then two other tracks from this great Australian artist. So here we go.
Downstream from their fishing, between two rocks they gently wedged her. After all, they'd come so far, it was late, and the girl would keep, she was going nowhere. They stayed up there fishing for 2 days. On the Sunday they reported it when they came back down. There's so much water, so said advice never stops me from going through these things twice. I see the NASA, I turn my back. I hear the train coming out.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And you just heard three songs in a row there by the unbelievably talented Paul Kelly, a very established artist from Australia, folk singer, songwriter, very prolific man. And he's done a fair bit of touring in North America, and I was fortunate enough to catch him in a small club in Edmonton a couple of years ago, and I took a few friends along to introduce them to his music, and that was a really fantastic night. So I played some of his music. Of course, very hard to just decide on three tracks, so I even might squeeze in another one right towards the end of the show. But at the top of the set, I played you the songs Everything's Turning to White by Paul Kelly and the Messengers from his 1989 album, So Much Water, So Close to Home. And I was explaining that it was a really interesting story. He put a lyrics to the short story by Raymond Carver that he wrote describing three men who went off on a fishing trip and discovered a woman's dead body and what they had to do about that. And I was just trying to rack my brains to think of which filmmaker then made that into a movie. And it was Robert Altman, that's the filmmaker. And his film's called Shortcuts. And it's sort of like, yeah, short stories set to short films in a film called Shortcuts. Robert Altman, of course, was director of, he did the MASH movie and a lot of other fantastic movies in a very interesting fluid style. So Robert Altman, if you're interested, that's a little musical curiosity for you. First, it was a short story by Raven Carver. Then Paul Kelly from Australia turned it into a song, Everything's Turning to White, in 1989. And also Robert Altman put it into film form. So there you go. Now, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'd like to play for you now an unsigned artist who I've just discovered. His name is John Fay, and he is from somewhere in New South Wales. I'm not 100% sure. I can't assume that it's Sydney. There's still a lot of other towns in New South Wales. So in any event, if you like what you hear here, this is James Fay. You can find him on MySpace. That's F-A-H-Y. So I'm going to play you a song called But Not That Hard by a gentleman named James Fay. So you're on CITR this morning.
It's going to be hard. You'll miss me for a while. Not that hard. You miss me for a while, not that long. gonna be my fault, my fault, sure. You hate me for a time, but that's just fine. Because time will pass and everyone will know. You'll be surprised and news can move so slow. I wonder what it does. Arms that'll hurt you. Yeah, I've seen it before. I really don't mean to desert you, but it's clear my opinion isn't good anymore. Changing me was there to see. I fooled you so easily, but in love I always can. Changing me was there to see. For a while, but not that long. It's gonna be my fault, but not for sure. You'll hate me for a while, that's just fine. Because time will pass and everyone will know. You'd be surprised the news could move so slow. I wonder what it does. It'll hurt you. Really don't mean to desert you. Playing with fire that'll burn you. Living a lie that'll learn you. Driven to arms, it'll hurt you. Oh. Playing with fire that'll burn you. Living a lie that'll learn you.
Oh. bottoms, that's the way to live. Cities and memories from the stereo. But don't sleep, 'cause now it's time to go.
Beetroot and Glory Days present Bison BC with guests Weapon, Hagatha, and Purple Rhinestone Eagle. Doors at 9 p.m., $15 advance tickets, and available at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, Scrape, and online at ticketweb.ca.
December 20th and 21st, the Biltmore and Beetroot present two nights with your mom's favorite DJ, Kid Koala, featuring Run with the Herd. December 21st will also feature the Killing Time Quartet. Doors are at 8 p.m. $20 advance tickets available at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, the Biltmore, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit biltmorecabaret.com.
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And it is the post-fun drive week. A little quiet here at the station. It was a big week and a big celebration also at the Biltmore at the end of the whole week of fundraising. You just heard there three songs from Australia. At the top was a gentleman named James Fay. He's an unsigned artist from New South Wales. And in the middle, of course, UMI with the single Trigger Finger from the brand new self-titled album, which I've been loving because my family sent that to me for my birthday. So I've been playing the CD in my house there, and a classic classic band UMI, Trigger Finger, really really smooth song, different for them. And at the end there, I played you a really catchy number by a dance outfit called Cut Copy. And they're actually a little pick from the latest Georgia Strait here, the Street Press in Vancouver. They rated this in their little instant playlist, the Strait's highly subjective rundown of songs you need to download this week. And right down the bottom of the column was Cut Copy. The song was called Take Me Over. It's, you can find it on the Modular Records label. And the people from the Georgia Strait had this to say about the song. They said, "Those clever Aussies seem to have pilfered bits of Fleetwood Mac's Everywhere and Men at Work's Down Under and resembled them as joyous dance floor filler that somehow doesn't sound much like either 80s anthem." So there you go. There you go. There's some dance music there, some Cut Copy. Now, listeners who tuned in last week, and dedicated listeners especially, would know that last week was the fun drive, and where we ask our listeners to pledge their support to the station, because this is a really brilliant radio station that pushes the boundaries and plays music that's outside the box and represents marginalised people through our alternative news service. And people may not know that we've sort of we do extend the fun drive online, so for the rest of this week you can still donate money, which is a really great thing to consider if you have not, maybe you're out of town last week and this is the first you've heard and you're thinking, oh my god, I completely forgot to donate. Well, don't worry, you still can by going to the website citr.ca, and you'll be able to find a link where you can click and download a little link to put your details in online and donate however much you might like. And of course there are prizes. Now I'm actually going to give away a prize today for anyone listening. I still have a ticket to the Tame Impala show here to give away. Now Tame Impala, this is my pick of album of the year by far. Tame Impala, Inner Speak. I actually gave away a free copy on air last week to somebody who donated to the station. But what I have to give away this week is one more ticket to their show, because they are playing at the Biltmore here in Vancouver on the 9th of December, and it's going to be it's a stunning gig. This is my pick of the year. Absolutely amazing band. Bryce Dunn, also here, programming manager here at the station, is a huge fan. We'll both be there. I'll just read you a little bit from off the sticker here at the front of the CD. "Far off and isolated from the world, Perth, Australia's Tame Impala have been quietly creating a storm since their 2007 self-titled EP. Fortunately for us, these sonic wanderers have transcended their relative location to deliver their striking debut, Inner Speaker. Thankfully, taking cues from George and Ringo via the Maharishi era, Tame Impala blow through far-out riffs and mind-bending melodies to take you out on a stoned adventure of sorts." And we're going to take you on a bit of that stoned adventure right now, and you can continue that stoned adventure at the Biltmore. If you want to have this ticket, please call through. Let me know if you'd like a free ticket to Tame Impala. If you'd like to donate to the station online, if you can let me know on the phone today that you're going to make the donation, I'll give you this ticket to Tame Impala. So 604-822-CITR if you like what you hear and you'd like to donate online, and then you can get a free ticket to the show. So here's Tame Impala. yet, listeners, if you like what you hear here at Tame Impala, I do have a ticket to their live show to give away at the Biltmore in early December. If you missed out on pledging last week and you'd like to make an online donation, I'm very happy to give you this ticket to Tame Impala, to their show. So if you'd like to call through, 604-822-CITR, and I can direct you to how you can make an online donation, and the ticket is yours. So this is a ticket to Tame Impala, a great band from Perth, and they're playing at the Biltmore. If you like what you are here, that's 604-822-CITR. Okay, so that was Tame Impala there, an album we've been featuring a fair bit here on the show. And don't forget, if you do like what you heard there, and you missed out on donating to the fund drive last week, we still have our online donation system running. And you have a ticket to the show with your name on it at the Biltmore. If you'd like to call through 604-822-CITR, and I can tell you how to donate online, and the ticket is yours to the show. To Tame Impala, and it's my pick of the year of albums. The Innerspeak album is just fantastic. So we're getting towards the end of the show, Stranded, and it's time to play some Canadian music. I've been hearing a lot about this band, Black Mountain, a great Vancouver institution, I believe, and I'm hoping to get to their show at the Commodore Ballroom. They're sold out on Tuesday, but on Wednesday there are still tickets left, so I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know too much about this band other than that they've arisen from the Vancouver independent music scene, and featuring Steve McBean as the principal songwriter, also of Pink Mountaintops, and they are currently based in Los Angeles, I believe, but they have come back here to do a couple of shows at the Commodore Ballroom. So that's pretty exciting. I love discovering Canadian music during the show, of course. Every last little bit of the show, I always play some Canadian tracks. So here we go. Here's Black Mountain, a great Vancouver band.
Until it's time.
Okay, so we are back here on CITR 101.9. Hang on, I'm just going to see if Chris Riffick is still on the phone. Are you still there? Do you want to go online? On air? Okay, we're going to try to put Chris Riffick on air here. Hello, Chris. Can we hear you? What am I doing? What's that? Okay. All right. Okay, that didn't quite work. We just had a call through from Chris Riffick, who, of course, is from the Parts Unknown show. He was all very excited, but what he's excited about is Tame Impala. He really wants to go to that show. So there's competition for the tickets. That's what I should say. Anyone who does, you've got chance right now. If you still would like to go to the Tame Impala show, we do have a ticket left. So if you didn't get a chance to donate last week to the fund drive, you can call through in the next 5 minutes, CITR, 604-822-CITR. You can get a free ticket to the Tame Impala show at the Biltmore. And if you call through, I'll let you know how you can donate online. So 604-822-CITR if you'd like a ticket to the Tame Impala show. So that's the end of the show, and I'd like to leave on an interesting note here. So we played some Paul Kelly at the start of the show, and because he's just so incredibly prolific, how do you pick just three Paul Kelly tracks? Well, it's pretty much impossible, so I'm going to squeeze in a fourth. And this is a really clever little song called Every Effing City. It's a darkly comic story of a backpacker chasing a former girlfriend through Europe. A must-hear for any backpacker, and there are plenty of those out there of the Australian sort out there in Europe doing just that right now. So this song is called Every Effing City, a language warning for folks, alternative radio up next, and then the Parts Unknown radio show. So actually, first of all, here's a little message for the listeners, and then we'll be right back.
Love. That's a big word for having only four letters and one syllable. It means a lot, and once it's out there, you can't just take it back. But we're ready to say it. We love you, our loyal listeners, who donated generously during our 2010 fund drive. Thanks to your support, we can continue to keep our station running smoothly. Our library digitization project has begun and will be finished in a few months' time. This means we'll be able to satisfy your song requests in the blink of an eye, and that our ever-expanding music library can grow to its full potential. We couldn't have done it without you. You, whom we love. We love you.
I love you too, listeners, especially those who pledged to my show. I really appreciate it. It means a lot for me to be able to do this every week, and it's impossible without some funding from our pledges. So, okay, this is the end of the show. So, as I said, here's the Paul Kelly song, Every Effing City, to kickstart your week. It's a really funny, clever little song. Hope you like this. Bye for now.
We argued on the Channel train to Paris. The Van Rouge helped us make it sweet again. But by the time that we got down to Lyon, everything I said was wrong, and you cursed me in the rain. We split up for a while in Barcelona. We met up 6 days later in Madrid. I was hoping that the break would make things go a little better for us, and for a little while it almost did. Now I'm in a bar in Copenhagen, and I'm trying hard to forget your name. And I'm staring at the label on a bottle of Cerveza. And every fucking city feels the same. I said to call you when I got to London. A French girl told me that you'd left a note. I said to her, I like your accent, and she thought I sounded funny, so we ended up drinking in Soho. Foolishly, I followed you to Dublin. Like a ghost, I walked the streets of Temple Bar. And all the bright young things were throwing up their Guinness in the gutters. And once I thought I saw you from afar. Now I'm in a nightclub in Helsinki. And they're playing La Vida Loca once again. And I can't believe I'm dancing to this crap, but I'm a chance here. And every fucking city sounds the same. At a cafe in the port of Amsterdam, an email from you said you'd gone to Rome. For a minute I thought maybe, but my funds were running low. And anyway, it sounded like you weren't alone. So I headed north until I got to Hamburg. A chilly city suits a troubled soul. And on the Reeper Bahn I paid a woman far too much to kick me out before I'd even reached my goal. Now I'm in a restaurant in Stockholm. And the waiter here wants me to know his name. And I can order sandwiches in seven different languages. But every fucking city looks the same. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, hasta la vista, baby. Every fucking city's just the same.
Pakistan is a 63-year young country. It is a country that possesses gas, oil, natural resources. It grows the food that it needs to feed its people, though it leaves them hungry. It is a rich country. However, it's a rich country blighted by incredibly bad leadership, by decades worth of corrupt governments, by oppressive governments.
That's Fatima Bhutto, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Fatima Bhutto on Pakistan.